Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here trying to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an education and mentoring program for people who want to build a second stream of income with real estate. We have people join that have never owned any income-producing real estate before, and we have people join who already have 5,000 apartment units but just want to learn more and take it to the next level. Today I want to talk about, I guess to sum it up, it's assets and liabilities. And the order in which you're supposed to purchase them. And I've got the story of a family. I am going to modify the story a little bit just to keep, just for privacy's sake. These are new members at Total Wealth Academy, outstanding individuals. But I'm going to share with you at the end what they did over the last 2 years before they even joined Total Wealth Academy. It's just a phenomenal story of how life-changing moving from buying liabilities to buying assets is. So what we're going to do first is we're going to go through just a little basic single family purchase. You know, I review this at least once a month because it's so important. But it's, people don't realize how life changing one little house can be. One of the reasons it's so life-changing is because for most people, it's the first income-producing asset that they have ever bought. And a lot of people think they can't buy income-producing assets. They think you have to have millions of dollars and you got to be born rich or whatever. But there's a lot of fear among the average person of going out there and buying their first income producing asset. But when you do it, what it does is it changes your brain permanently. Until you do it, it's just theory. You know, you can talk about it, you can listen to me talk about people doing it, but there is nothing like the understanding you will get when you first do it yourself. Yes, it's scary. Yes, your brain, you know, your caveman brain is going to be firing off at all 8 cylinders, telling you why you can't do it, why you shouldn't do it, why it's too risky, why it takes too much work. Don't forget, your brain is an effort-minimizing, risk-minimizing brain. It does everything it can to reduce risk and reduce effort. You've got to use your mind to overcome that instinctual brain. But when you look at the average American, well, if you look at 95% of Americans, 95%, they buy liabilities first, and then because they bought the liabilities first, they have an inability to buy assets. The reason is the liabilities are consuming all of their money. And one of the liabilities is something that people consider an asset. The poor and the middle class think that your home is an asset, when in actuality, it's a liability. It's a liability. You do not make money on your house. Even if it triples in value over, let's say you buy it at 30, at 70 you sell it for, it'd be more than that, because it doubles in value every 20 years. It only take 30 years to quadruple in value. No. $200,000 house in 30 years is going to be worth $600. So whatever that is. Triple in value. There's the word I was looking for. Sorry about that. It's going to triple in value in about 30 years. You don't make any money. In your brain, you're going, but I paid $200 for it. It'll be paid off in 30 years. I'll sell it and have $600,000. Doesn't matter. You actually lost money on that deal. Now, it's better than renting because you wouldn't have the $600,000 at the end. But you got to understand, on average, counting the ups and downs, like last year, real estate went up in value 18, 19%. This year, it's projected to go up another 10%. But there were a few years where it went down 20% or down 10%. So when you look at the average, it generally goes up about 3% a year. By doing so, it doubles in value about every 20 years. And you say, well, I'm making money. Think about this. In Texas, what's the average tax on your home? Around 3%. If it's going up in value 3% and you're paying 3% in taxes that year, did you make any money? No. The taxes alone eat up all of the appreciation. All of it. I'm not even mentioning the insurance, the maintenance, garbage, gas, electric, water. All those things going, you lose money. The Wall Street Journal did a really neat infographic where they took and bought a $200,000 home to live in and a $200,000 home to rent out. Over a 20 or so year period, the home lost the family $75,000, even though it tripled in value. When you add up all the expenses, they lost $75,000. The rental property made them $470,000. $470,000. When you add those two numbers together, it's over $500,000 difference. See, income-producing assets make you rich. And it's really the only thing that does so, unless you're lucky and you're gambling either in the stock market or wherever, and you get lucky and you get rich. That's luck. If you want something that you control, that you can make a difference in, it's real estate. And we'll talk more about this when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Were you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com, that's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're, again, primarily focusing on helping people understand the difference between assets and liabilities. So now that I've gone through and explained how your house loses you money, even if it triples in value, even if quadruples in value, it doesn't matter because you're paying that in taxes every year. Then you have to add in insurance, garbage, gas, electric, maintenance, everything like that. Let's give a simple definition from Robert Kiyosaki on how to determine if you have assets in your life or liabilities. Assets put money in your pocket every month. Liabilities take money out of your pocket every month. Assets put money in your pocket every month. Liabilities take it out of your pocket every month. What is your home? Does your home put money in your pocket every month or take it? It takes it. Garbage, gas, electric, water, maintenance, insurance, taxes, and if you got a mortgage, interest, it's all taken. It comes out of your pocket. And what Americans are conditioned to do, because there's no financial education in our formal educational system, that's high school and college. And when I say no, yeah, there's some, but it's hard to find. A lot of it is wrong. It's taught by people who are not multimillionaire entrepreneurs. They're just teaching it, so it's not very effective. What little there is not very effective. And what people do is they watch TV. And successful people always have fancy cars, fancy houses. And so in their brain, they go, ooh, I've got to have a fancy car and a fancy house. Then the ego kicks in and says, yeah, that'll be cool. And your ego gets behind you. And the next thing you know, you're in a $60,000, $80,000 car, living in a $400,000, $500,000 home. Some of you even have bought even more expensive homes. And you have no assets. And the debt on that car, the debt on that house, keeps you from being able to save money to buy assets. Do you see the viciousness of that cycle? We go out and buy liabilities first, leaving us no money to save to buy assets. Americans are getting it backwards. Backwards. You're supposed to buy assets first and let the assets buy your liabilities later. It's all putting off instantaneous gratification. It's that instantaneous, I want it now. I want it, and then the ego gets involved, and I want to show my friends I'm successful by having a fancy car or having a fancy house or $10,000 watches and clothes and jewelry. And to hold up your ego, you spend all this money. When successful people, well, I don't know if, well, here we go. Don't give a crap about what other people think. They don't. This family I'm talking about, once they figured out, they read Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. They figured out the difference between assets and liabilities. They sold their Corvettes, Land Rovers, BMWs, whatever they had. They sold their big fancy house with a swimming pool overlooking the lake. Sold it. Went down to normal cars. Went down to a normal home. Two years later, they have accumulated over $1.7 million worth of equity. Do you think it was easy on their ego to sell that fancy house? No, the ego hated it. The poor in the middle class, poor people, care about what other people think. They would have said, oh, I can't sell my house. Everybody's going to think I'm not doing very well. I can't sell my Corvette. People think I'm not doing very well. That's ego-based crap. You don't give a rat's ass what other people think if you're going to be successful. Because the more you try to impress other people, the less you do. The less you do. Guaranteed. I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on that. But the more you try to impress other people, the more unimpressive you become. Because it's ego-based crap. I remember sitting, having cocktails with a couple as they complained about their jobs, their car note, their house note. No less than 15 minutes later, she pulls up her arm and goes, oh yeah, it's, oh, did I tell you guys? We just bought matching Tag Heuer watches. And she shows me this $2,000 or $3,000 watch, which they bought matching, the male version and the female version. Unflipping believable, but this is what 95% of Americans are doing. They want the symbols of success without success. So I want everyone to think deeply about this right now. Are you in a house you need? Or did you really buy something a little bit bigger to impress the friends, impress the family? Are you in a 10-year-old Hyundai with 100,000 miles on it? No. You're in that $40,000, $50,000 car to impress your neighbors and your family. Do you have a $4 watch? No, there's some of you with $40,000 watches on. And you have no asset. But boy, that watch is impressive. Bottom line is, most people have traded financial success for the appearance of financial success. It's destroying your life. And when you reach the end of your working years, that's when the pain comes. And it's extremely painful when you retire broke. And you have to live out your golden years, quote unquote, in poverty, like 95% of Americans. So let's talk about an asset now. Could you go out and buy an asset? Well, for many of you, you're going to have to liquidate your ego-based crap. You're going to have to sell your cars. You're going to have to sell the big house. Get control of your ego. Stop caring what other people think. To free up your money so that you can actually buy some assets. Because most of you with the big houses, with the fancy cars, with the expensive watches, you're living paycheck to paycheck. And you know it. How are you going to save up money to buy assets when you're living paycheck to paycheck? You can't. See the viciousness of that mistake? Yet TV is telling people to do it every day, all day long. To be rich, you buy fancy cars and fancy houses. That's literally what they're telling people. And the stupidity when you say it that way is, well, that doesn't even make sense, Steve. Well, if it doesn't make sense, why is everybody doing it? It makes sense to somebody. All right, when we come back, we're going to buy an asset. And we're going to do it for just $20,000. $20,000 out of pocket. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
You have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where we're about to buy an asset, something that produces wealth and cash flow for the people that buy it. This is an asset. It's a true asset. It's paid for by somebody else. Doesn't come out of your pocket. And this is just a little average single family home. In this particular case, I'm doing a case study from out here in Katy, right off of West Green, which is just off of I-10. And it had about a $200,000 after repaired value, ARV, after repaired value. I was able to pick it up for around $115,000 because it was a piece of crap. I mean, just beat to death. It needed all new flooring, obviously new paint job, a lot of woodwork, exterior paint, landscaping. I mean, it was a disaster. Now, the mortgage that I use to keep my down payment really low has high closing costs. And there's a second loan that we refinance it into. The first loan is called a hard money loan. Now, the reason we use hard money loans, even though they have a high interest rate, so anywhere from 7 to 12%, some of you go, oh my goodness, that's ridiculous. Absolutely it is. But we only use them for about 2 months. The reason that we use them and don't mind paying 12% interest for 2 months or 3 months is because it cuts our down payment by literally 60, 70%, allowing us to buy multiple homes with the same amount of money that we could only buy one home if we used a conventional loan. Here's the example. So let's do the all-in price. 115 was the purchase price, 45 was the rehab, $10,000 in holding and closing costs for both loans. That gives me an all-in price of $170,000. Now, with a hard money loan, they're going to give me 75% of the purchase price that I can apply towards the, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Pay close attention, please, because I goofed that up. They're going to give me 75% of the ARV, the after repaired value, or $150,000. Now, my all-in price is $170,000. That means my down payment is what? $150,000 from $170,000? My total out-of-pocket on this deal was $20,000. If I'd gone to Wells Fargo and gotten a conventional loan, this would have been almost $70,000 out of pocket. $70,000 out of pocket. You see why we use hard money loans? Then at the end of the 3 months, after the rehab is complete, we refinance into a conventional loan, generally a Fannie Mae, FNMA, Federal National, I think it's Federal National Mortgage Association, Fannie Mae loan, with like 4% interest, 30 years fixed. So I only use the hard money till the rehab's done. Then I refinance it into a conventional loan. And I'm going to say this. I don't know why people think this. When you refinance, how much down do you have to put? Nothing. There's nothing to put down on the second loan. It's, you can sometimes walk away with cash on a refinance like this. So there's no additional down payment. That $20,000 is the total out of pocket. So let's look at how this asset is going to make you money. The first way that it makes you money is cash flow. The minute the rehab is done, and that $40,000 rehab took about 7 weeks. By the end of the eighth week, it was leased, and it started producing cash flow. In this case, I rented it for $1,750. My principal, interest, taxes, and insurance payment was about $1,100. I left a reserve for maintenance and vacancy of $300 a month. $300 a month that I put in reserve for maintenance and vacancy. That left a cash flow of $350 a month or $4,200 per year. When you divide that $4,200 by the $20,000 you have in the deal, that gives you your rate of return. That's a 21% cash on cash rate of return. Okay? And that has been consistent in single family homes that I've owned over the last 30 years. Right between 17 and 30% rate of return. We'll just leave it at around 21 average. The next way that it makes you money is a thing called equity pickup. Those of you who are good with numbers already figured this one out. We only paid $170 for it. It's worth $200. That's a $30,000 equity pickup. Your net worth goes up $30,000 the second you buy it, instantly. Now, can you spend that $30,000? No. But that's probably a good thing for most of us because you would spend it. This forces you to save. It's a very powerful feature of real estate investing that people don't recognize because some people have trouble saving money. They like to spend, they enjoy it. The neat thing about real estate is some of the money you can't get to. It just sits there and keeps growing. So it's like a forced savings plan. It's really cool. So when you take $30,000 equity capture and divide it by the $20,000 you and your family have in the deal, that's a 150% rate of return. How are your stocks doing? How are your mutual funds doing? How's your Bitcoin doing? You're getting 150% rate of return for 30 years straight? I doubt it. In fact, I'd be willing to bet a large sum of money you're not. So the next way that it makes you money is a thing called principal reduction, or principal pay down. Each month, your renter pays their rent. You're paying your mortgage, and part of that mortgage is principal pay down. You're reducing what you owe on the property each year. Now, it's not much at the beginning, at, say, $1,800 the first year. But let's look at it as a rate of return. $1,800 divided by $20,000, that's a 9% rate of return. Not too shabby. You can't complain about 9%, especially when you add the 150% and the other 21% together. But it gets, but wait, there's more. The fourth way that real estate makes you money is appreciation, which we discussed in the first segment, I believe. It's about 3% annually. Yes, I know right now it's 10%, 20%, and so on, but you don't look at it that way. You look at the average of the last 40, 50, 70 years, and it's going to be about 3% annually, which causes real estate to double in value safely every 20 years. Well, 3% of $200,000 is $6,000. $6,000 divided by the $20,000 you have in it, that's a 30% rate of return. 30%. So let's add these together just for fun. Remember, this is your first little rent house, the first asset you've ever bought. Let's look at your rate of return. Cash flow, 21%. Equity capture, 150%. Principal reduction, 9%. Appreciation, 30%. When you add those together, the total rate of return the first year you own a piece of real estate, 210%. Now, let's hack away at the 401k match for a second. A lot of people are still contributing to their 401ks and IRAs, even though they don't save you taxes unless you fail financially. They keep putting money in the 401k because their company matches it, and they go, man, that's 100% rate of return. That's a great rate of return. What did I just show you? 210% if you don't put your money in a 401k. And you're getting cash flow, which can eventually retire you or get you out of your present unhappy job and into a job you love and so on. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk about your rate of return the second year forward. And then we'll talk about what if you do this 20 times over the next 10 years. This is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis, and I want to introduce you to my friends at Catalyst Funding. They are a mortgage company built by real estate investors for real estate investors and have helped dozens of my members.
Hi, I'm Wade Como, the CEO of Catalyst Funding. We offer the widest variety of products, including hard money to purchase and repair distressed real estate, and products for cash flowing property. We have a 5-star rating across all platforms. Visit us today at catalystfdg.com/totalwealth. That's catalystfdg.com/totalwealth.
Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. And what we've done on today's show is, hypothetically, we've sold our liabilities, the big house, the fancy cars. We're now living in a nice home, driving an average car. But we now have the ability to save money for investing and buying assets. We saved up $20,000. We then took that $20,000 and bought our first little rent house, a little $200,000 after repaired value home that needed a lot of rehab. We fixed it up, leased it to a wonderful family, and we now have cash flow, equity buildup, appreciation, and equity capture. And we've made the first year a 210% rate of return on our money. The reason year two forward drops is because there's no equity capture the second year forward. Remember, equity capture is only the first year. It's the difference between what you paid for the house and what it's worth. That money is equity capture. So your total rate of return year two forward is going to be around 60% total. But 60% is insane in today's world. I mean, some of you are happy with 4, 5, 6, 7%. And one asset, one single family home, would make you 60% rate of return. Oh, but I might have to take a maintenance call. Poor babe. Take the dang maintenance call. Solve the problem and get back to your family. Do you know, on my houses, when I had, let's go back to the most recent, when I had 20 or 30 houses, I bet I got a maintenance call less than every 3 months. Less than every 3 months. And off 20 or 30 houses, let's go with 20 just to keep it safe. 20 times 400. How many of you would take a maintenance call every 3 months for $8,000 a month? What if you got a maintenance call every month? Would you do it for $8,000? I suggest you should. Or maybe this isn't for you. So let's talk a little bit more about, I already hit the forced savings. What I'm supposed to do now is go over this particular point. Now that you've, again, gotten rid of all those ego-based garbage liabilities, you're now able to do this 20 times over the next 10 years. 20 times you buy these little rent houses. At the end of 10 years, you would have $120,000 a year in passive income or semi-passive, and you'd have $3 million in equity. So what you want to think is this. The last 10 years passed. Quickly, right? What did you do these last 10 years that produced you $120,000 a year for the rest of your life? What did you do the last 10 years that produced you $3 million in equity? I know the answer. It's painful, isn't it? Remember this, though, from Tony Robbins. The past does not equal the future. Just because you had poor performance the last 10 years does not indicate in any way, shape, or form that you will have poor performance the next 10 years if you change what you're doing. Stop buying liabilities, stop buying toys, stop buying baubles, and start buying assets. Because if you had an extra $120,000 a year, could you go buy that big house back? Yep. Could you buy that Mercedes? Could you buy that BMW? Could you buy that Land Rover? Yep. Because remember, this is in addition to your earned income. So if you make 100 grand a year in your earned income and you're making 120 from your real estate, that's $220,000 a year. It's a pretty high quality of lifestyle. Now, let's go back to that family I was discussing earlier. $3 million in 10 years equity is the goal. 10 years. This family did $1.7 million in 2 years. In 10 years, what's 1.7 times 5? Let me do this. 1.7 times 5. In 10 years, they're going to have $8.5 million in equity, not $3 million. So do you see why my example is extremely conservative? Because people who are really doing this, they're not ending up with $3 million in equity at the end of 10 years. They're ending up with $8.5 million in equity at the end of 10 years. That's the power of getting control of your ego, getting out of the ego-based crap, stopping caring what other people think, and start buying assets that produce cash flow for you and your family every month, year after year, decade after decade, for the rest of your life. And I can't express this enough. Once you reach a point where your passive income meets and exceeds your wants and needs, and your job becomes optional, one of two things is going to happen as a rule. And this is if you're under 65-70. You're going to suddenly realize that the job you hated is fun again, because you're not doing it for the money anymore. Or you're going to say, man, this job does suck. I'm going to go find another job where I'm happy. I don't care if it makes half as much money. My bills are paid. I'm going to go find my passion in life, something that brings me joy, laughter, excitement, and that's what I'm going to do with my time. And I'm going to keep buying more assets. The third thing that could happen would be for people over 65, 70, who because of health reasons don't want to work anymore or can't work anymore, you could quit your job at that point. Because again, as soon as your passive or even semi-passive income meets and exceeds your wants and needs, the job is completely optional. I just find that having mentored for 30 years, most people keep working. They want to help and serve other people. Life, you know, a lot of people think that retirement, you know, fishing all day, playing golf all day, it's not fulfilling at all. You know, pleasure of that type wears off in a very short period of time. When I was 30, I quit working for 6 months, went right back to work. Right back to work. I don't like retirement. I don't think it's healthy. You know, the average lifespan for a white male, 3 years in retirement, 3 years. I don't think it's really healthy. All right, questions about anything that I've covered today, because we're at the end of the show, you're going to have to email them to me. But don't hesitate. Don't feel like you got a dumb question. ask the question. Email me at asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com. asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com. So to synopsize the show, the key to it is to understand the difference between assets and liabilities. Assets put money in your pocket every month. Liabilities take money out of your pocket every month. So your home, while the poor and the middle class think your home is an asset, the wealthy know it's actually a liability. It takes money out of your pocket every month. Buying one little single family home, literally $25,000, $35,000. That's it. You don't have to be a multimillionaire to get started in this. But you do need to get started. And then go ahead and destroy my numbers. Don't take 10 years to buy 20 of them. Do it in 5. Do it in 4. But get out there and start buying income producing assets. We can show you how. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.